David Tanwe Gandhi Abbey. I'm speaking on behalf of Axels from Ryukyu Okinawa and Sanili Arifuru Council. First, we welcome the presentation of Mr. Ghazali Horera. There needs to be reserved seating arrangement for indigenous speakers. Indigenous people needs to be able to co-facilitate events and meetings. Indigenous people needs to be able to participate directly. Patches to indigenous people should ensure their clear representation and then visibility throughout UN meetings. Additionally, I recommend the Human Rights Council to consider the following modalities. One, rights and equal status for observer nations. Two, priority on agendas that may affect the rights of observer states. Three, equivalent speaking time of two observer nations. Four, submission of written documentation. Five, full participation in universal periodic review sessions. Six, requesting and accessing information from the OHCHR. Seven, full participation in informal negotiations. And eight, organizing side events. Finally, we call for the implementation of the modalities necessary for the effective and equitable participation for us indigenous peoples and the Human Rights Council, reflecting the principles of self-determination and self-recognition and expanding the participation of indigenous representative institutions, which are integral to the debates of Human Rights Council. Ipenife David, thank you.
Now I give the floor to Winona Ma'am in